Dave Chappelle's alleged attacker is facing 4 misdemeanor charges. Minnie Driver is calling her brief romance with Matt Damon sweet, but with a combustible ending. And a General Hospital alum splits from his pregnant wife because he says the baby isn't his. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Ian Moore.
And I'm Francesca Bacardi.
First up, the man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl has been charged with multiple misdemeanors. Francesca, I would think the charges would be more serious for running up on stage and attacking the headliner.
I would think so too, because he was initially arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon because he had on his person a fake gun that had a blade on the inside of it. So it was like a knife gun combo.
That's a bad combo. Now, Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Foyer announced via Twitter in a video about the suspect that what should have been an evening of laughter at the Hollywood Bowl this past Tuesday night was suddenly interrupted when suspect Isaiah Lee allegedly charged onto the stage attacking comedian Dave Chappelle. The suspect was allegedly carrying a weapon, he added, and the alleged attack has got to have consequences.
Now, of course, the night wasn't without controversy for Chappelle himself, because after he was tackled on stage, he joked that it was a trans man who attacked him, which is a callback for all the backlash he received for joking about transgender people in his previous shows.
Yeah, and for a guy who was attacked on stage, Chappelle seemed to take it all in stride. I mean, he came back on and restarted the show, and then he even went to the planned after party for the show in West Hollywood, where Black Star and Busta Rhymes performed, and there were a bunch of celebrities there. We also reported that at the show in the first row to see Chappelle and the attack were Jay-Z and Beyonce and new Twitter owner Elon Musk. Up next, Minnie Driver says her 90s romance with Matt Damon was sweet before it went up in flames.
Minnie Driver and Matt Damon starred in Good Will Hunting, in which they played a tumultuous romance that ultimately, you know, ends positively. Sorry if you haven't seen it, spoiler. But they started dating in real life, and they were, of course, one of the hottest couples at the time. You know, given their romance, given the movie, it's award buzzy contention. Unfortunately, it ended in not a great way, and she was forced to, you know, go on the press circuit with him, her ex-boyfriend, which was so awkward.
Yeah, and she said that the relationship was sweet until she learned that it ended with Damon telling Oprah on the Oprah Winfrey Show that it was over.
But what made it even more difficult was that they had to go to the Oscars. And she brought her family, and she said she had to hold their hand the whole time because she was so upset about the situation, but she maintained her cool.
Driver, who's now 52 years old, told Entertainment Tonight of the breakup that, quote, "This was just a sweet romance that was just a sweet love affair in the center of all that stuff, but had a combustible ending, which then became the focus." She said, "Another thing that my parents taught me was there just isn't any time to sit around feeling resentful or angry. Just have to get on, and everybody had a beautiful life." How very English of her, having a stiff upper lip.
But both of them have moved on. She's been in a relationship with Addison O'Day since 2019, and Matt has been married to Luciana Barroso and has a few children with her. So, you know, at the end of the day, they've moved on, but she's reflecting on it because, of course, she's promoting a new book.
And now it's time for The Joy of Six, our most satisfying Page Six story of the week. A classic soap opera storyline has become all too real for General Hospital's Steve Burton, who claims his wife is pregnant with another man's baby. Dun, dun, dun.
This is literally a storyline out of General Hospital. It has all of the makings of a soap opera. He announced on social media that they were going their separate ways and that he had learned that she was pregnant with another baby that wasn't his. So obviously that put the kibosh on this marriage.
He said of his wife, Cherie Gustin, quote, "I wanted to clear something up. Cherie and I are separated. She's recently announced that she's expecting her fourth child. The child is not mine." He also continued that we are still co-parenting our three beautiful kids and we would appreciate privacy at this time. Much love, Steve. The estranged couple have been married since 1999, and Gustin has yet to address Burton's allegations.
I mean, what is she going to say? Yes, I am pregnant. Yes, it's not his. And like he said, they do want their privacy. But of course, he made sure to get his storyline out there first. But what I would like to say is that every divorce in Hollywood, they're always co-parenting. Yeah, there's two parents and you're getting along. But clearly, this does not seem that amicable. But, you know, they're co-parenting.
And that's it for your We Hear Quick Fix.
For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com.
See you next week.